Here's a story now about how a song can stay with you. How the convergence of melody, rhythm, and words can make one song meaningful and lasting. And it's about where songs come from and how they travel from person to person. Marika Partridge used to be the director of All Things Considered. She would listen to hundreds of songs a week, picking the ones that you'd hear on our program. She is still listening to music, and she has this story about one song that she found extraordinary.
I spent a week in the mountains of West Virginia last summer with my family at a music and dance camp. One evening, perfectly tired, we were sitting in the open-air pavilion under huge hand-hewn fir rafters, and a group of singers was harmonizing. Luckily, one of my friends had a lousy cassette recorder rolling.
We had to worship this ground we walked on, cherishing the things that we lived beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side.
Woo! Yay! The song is called Swimming to the Other Side, and I found out it was written by a woman named Pat Humphreys. Even that first time I heard it and took in some of the words, I noticed something. I know it sounds simple. I felt good. I felt a surge of optimism about life, humanity. The words and the music played in my head like a soundtrack for the rest of the week, and as soon as I got back to civilization, I tracked down Pat Humphreys and her CD.
We are living in the great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain.
Pat's not a big selling artist. Her music isn't heard on commercial radio. She's a community activist singing labor and justice songs at folk festivals and grassroots political events. She began writing her own songs about 10 years ago, and this is one of her first.
I am alone, I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom, I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open, imperfection in me my crime. In humility I will listen, we're all swimming to the other side.
It sounds like religion, but Pat Humphreys calls it politics.
It was during the first Bush administration, and I really didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to respond to what was going on around me. You know, the rate of homelessness had tripled, all these kinds of things, and I put my head back outside on my back porch. I was living in the Hudson Valley at the time in New York State, and I just started to sing. And that song completely came out. I never changed a word or a note of it. I really just ran for my tape recorder and put it down.
Pat added the song to her performances and people loved it. It traveled the way a good song does, and eventually it reached Pete Seeger, who's now both an admirer and a friend.
I believe that some of Pat's songs will be sung into the 22nd century. They're that good. This chorus, I'll have to read you the words. I can't sing it. My voice is gone at age 82. We are living neath the great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power, some in pain. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. Well, somewhere in Pat's subconscious, this was put together. Bless her.
Yes, bless her. It is a beautiful piece of work, and apparently effortless. Pete Seeger wasn't a bit surprised at how easily the song came to Pat.
Bob Dylan and others say they don't know where songs come from. Arlo Guthrie says, I think there's a stream of song that flows past us, and you have to know when to reach your hand out and grab one. He says, I'm just lucky I don't live downstream from Bob Dylan.
So Pat caught this song from the flowing stream, at first wondering about its future.
In truth, when I finished the song, and as I was putting it down on tape, I said to myself, no one is ever going to sing this song because there are so many words. There are no commas in that whole chorus. It's one big, long, run-on sentence.
On this journey through thoughts and feelings, finding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together. I'm preparing to do my part. All of those who have come before me, band together and be my guide. Loving lessons that I will follow. We're all swimming to the other side.
Lots of others are singing it now. Swimming to the Other Side turns out to be an underground anthem. It's being sung, swapped, and adjusted in the folk tradition. Singer-songwriter Louis Collins was moved to add a descant, a second melody, based on a hymn that she learned in the Methodist church of her childhood.
We are living, we are dwelling in a grand and awful time. And I'm listening to, we are living neath a great big dipper, this joyous, joyous chorus of Pat's. And all I can hear is, we are living, we are dwelling. You know, this big organ, you know, it's scary. And so I thought, instead of we are living, we are dwelling in a grand and awful time, I changed them to, we are living, we are dwelling in a grand and awesome time. And then I used Pat's words, we can worship, we can cherish all the ones we live beside.
We are living in the great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the peace that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side.
When I asked Louis Collins why she thought this song is so appealing, she pointed out that it's structured like Pachelbel's Canon in D, possibly the most popular classical composition of the last 300 years. Intrigued, I visited my friend Lynn Mackey, a pianist trained at Eastman and Juilliard. She said what the two pieces of music have in common is called the basso ostinato, a repeating bass line that Baroque composers relied heavily on.
This is the canon pattern here. So go back to the beginning.
So in fact, the melody is quintessentially satisfying, and so are the lyrics. It's a near-perfect song. People love to sing it. Others want to learn it. Pete Seeger says this is enough to make a song important. He points to Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land as an example.
Nobody well-known ever recorded or played it on the radio. It just went from one person to another, one guitar picker to another. And this is one of my hopes for the world. I'm very serious. The powers that be can control the media, the print media, the airwaves, but it's hard for them to stop a good song. So I feel encouraged. I think the human race has a good chance of succeeding in spite of the really basic foolishness of most of the people who control the world. It's hard for them to control what people say or sing to each other.
When we get there, we'll discover all of the gifts we've been given to share have been with us since life's beginning, and we never noticed they were there. We can balance at the brink of wisdom, never recognizing that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side.
The song is Swimming to the Other Side by Pat Humphreys. Marika Partridge is a former director of All Things Considered. She lives in Tacoma Park, Maryland. And for more on Pat Humphreys and her song, you can visit our website, npr.org.